Dr. Gina's radio chat listeners. How are you guys doing today? What a wonderful day it is today. I couldn't wait to get on the air with you guys today. I'm so excited. I've been missing you from week to week, but I'm glad that we can join together again today. It is such a wonderful day, and you know I'm always doing weather reports, so I'm going to tell you what exactly is going on in your neck of the woods today. Today in Los Angeles, you are sunny and 71 degrees, and your high is going to be 83. Atlanta, Georgia, you are 82 degrees right now, partly cloudy, and you're going to look for scattered thunderstorms today. Around 3 p.m., it's going to be 86 degrees today. And let's see, Huntsville, you are sunny and 83 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 88. And Augusta, hey, Augusta, I miss you guys. Sunny, 86 degrees, and your high, woo-wee, you're going to be high, 92 degrees. And Columbia, South Carolina, you are mostly sunny today, 86 degrees, and your high is going to be 92 degrees today. And right now in D.C., right where I am right now, it is actually 90 degrees. It's going to go all the way up to 93 degrees, partly cloudy. So we got some really good weather going along the lines here. So I'm super glad to be on here today. We got Force MDs that's going to be joining us. I'm so excited about them coming on. They'll be with us shortly. And then we got Alicia Brooks bringing us 5 minutes of Branding You and my main man, celebrity comedian A-Train. So I just wanted to just let you know that today is a good day to tune in. Tell your friends, we are doing so great because of you. I'm so excited that God is doing so many great things through Dr. Gina's radio chat. I was just talking to the producers yesterday and realize it's going on 3 whole years. I cannot believe how the time goes by. Week to week, 3 years have added up already. And I'm so glad and so just super excited that I was able to be connected with BBS Radio. They are the station that gives you everything you need to provide a great show. And I just want to give shout out to Doug and Don, my producers. And they're just fantastic. God just really connected us, and it's a great match. And since we've been on the air, the ratings and the listeners have tripled, and I'm just super glad about that. I just can't thank you guys enough. I thank BBS, and I'm also thankful for Doug and Don for what they do, and A-Train for what he does, so consistent, and every person that has joined in that has had a piece of this platform. I just thank you. God bless you. It takes a team. It's not about me, even though, you know, the name of the show is Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I share the platform with so many people, and I just really think that that's what God had wanted me to do, and it's just in my heart. So God bless you all, and I'm praying that your businesses and your passion and everything that you're doing, and if you got this exposure, that you got more out of it than what you ever thought you could. And just may God continue to bless you. And I know that we'll come in full circle again. All of the singers and the rappers and the actors and the promoters, I just want to say shouts out to you too. I can't name you all. For the last 2.5 years, you have flooded Dr. Gina's radio chat with your love and so much support for the listeners, giving them great advice. I'm telling you, if you have missed some of these shows, like I can't even name them all, but I can, Kim and Angie Stone and Kiki Wyatt and Ja'Kalen Carr and Kiara Sheard and Pastor Shirley Caesar and Bobby Jones and so many people, Jonathan McReynolds. I mean, I can't even, it's so many. I feel bad because I can't even name them all. And again, like today with Force MDs, you gotta listen to the archives because they're out there, and I'm going BBS Radio. .com, or you can go on Dr. Gina's radio chat Facebook page, and you can connect with everything that is from the 3 years ago to now, rather. And so I just want you to catch up and get all of that great wisdom and all of that. Anthony Hamilton, so many people, you guys. So listen, I just want you to I just wanted to thank you today. That's all. I really did. So we're going to, without further ado, we want to go. And I just give God all the glory. I just want to give him all the glory on air because I'm just giddy at what he's doing and how he's doing things. So listen, I want you to go ahead and get ready because I want want you to listen to the Force MD's new smash R&B hit, Don't Rush. I'm going to give you some of that, and then Force MD's is going to be with us.
Take my time and do you right. I know that we've both been here before. But there's something about tonight. Yeah. I wanna wake up in the morning next to you. But you gon' have to put it on me, babe. Cause tonight is no rushing.
Well, all right, Force MDs, how are you?
Hey, we great. We fine.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we happy to be here.
Oh, man, I'm so glad to hear from you guys. I'm telling you, I know the listeners are excited because you guys have given smash hits after hits, love songs. They're playing I'm Still on the Quiet Storm today. You guys are still in rotation. I mean, great hits like Tender Love and Love is the House and everything. You guys have just been around for a while, and it is just so great to get Don't Rush, your new project. How do you feel about releasing such a sensuous love song for the married couples and the lovers out there? How you feel about that?
we pretty much just try to keep the same formula, keep it grown and sexy. You know, so, you know, you go out on a nice day, you know, you light the candles, you know, you're home, you at the crib, light the candles, eat dinner, and make love. Just a real, you know, grown and sexy type song. We just try to, like, you know, hit to everybody, you know, just keep that feeling going, you know. We just happy we booked these young producers that, you know, got old souls, but they know the feel, they know what we're looking for, and that was just one of the first songs that we recorded then that we were looking for, and doing very well, and we're very happy about it.
I'm excited about that. I mean, because really, that's, I love the collaborate, and I love the fact that, you know, that you knew that this was something that you had to do a move to just kind of, you know, keep the longevity going. And I think that is so fantastic. I had Eddie Levert on, and he was saying the same thing, you know, just having to just stay connected to what is going on now, even though you can keep your legacy going and your brand going. And I, before we go on, because some people are just hearing you guys for the first time, this is a worldwide, we got over 500,000 listeners. And I want you to introduce yourself, each one, if you don't mind.
Well, I'm Stevie D of the Force and D's.
And I'm Khalil of the Force and D's.
Okay. Well, good. See, it's three of you, though, right?
Yes. I don't know if the other person's on the line right
now. Okay. Well, that's okay. Can you say his name, though?
His name is Zayn.
All right, and that makes up for the Force MDs. Okay, so listen, let me ask you this question, because a lot of times, a lot of the listeners, they want to get into business and things like that. How would you, Stevie, say that the music industry has adjusted or transitioned from the time that you first started?
Hello?
Yes. Oh, well, look, this is Khalil. Let me say, this is a lot, you know, since the birth of the internet, you know, as an artist right now, you have the ability to build your direct audience and deal directly with your fan versus being trapped in the middle of a record company and not being able to really compensate what you can really compensate by dealing directly with your audience and you're having more control over your career. And that control means a lot right now, especially moving forth the way, you know, the technology is right now and the way everything's laid out, this whole new music model. It's like, you got to take advantage of it right now. You got to start building your brand up. You got to start becoming active, you know, mastering your craft and stuff like that, and staying present on all the social medias, networks and stuff like that. And like I said, and make people believe who you are. Make sure you believe in yourself first, you know?
That is great advice. I mean, and how do you see how the record sales and things like that? Because I was talking to Anthony Hamilton about how he was saying that a lot of the monies now is like through different avenues besides just the album, unless it's on iTunes. But you got, you know, ringtones, and you have, you know, your tour dates and things like that. And we're going to tell everybody about your tour dates, because y'all are booked up, and I want people to go out and see you and know exactly where you are. But do you agree with that? That now the dynamic has changed so much that it's really about your appearance, just being out there more?
Yeah. Yes, it's definitely, you know, like what he pretty much was expressing, like the new revenue streams that you can pretty much, you know, build your career on, you know, from like from the streaming, from the downloads, from the sponsorships, and from the touring and stuff like that. These are things that, you know, you got to be able to really know how it works and how to position yourself to promote it and maximize on it right now. Because before, it was pretty much you get royalties for the record company if you get the royalties after they say, if you recoup them, after they recoup their money. And then it was just pretty much the touring. The touring is solid right now. Between the touring and pretty much the streaming and the downloads like that, you can really start, and the sponsorship and like strategic partnerships with other brands and stuff like that. Because a lot of people like them endorse different artists and help with the marketing and the promotion like that. And all, you know, pretty all these different other streams that you can really take advantage of right now, which is powerful right now. It's powerful for artists right now. You can win right now.
It's really amazing. It's really amazing, but you have to be persistent right now. You really, I mean, it's not like it's going to roll over to you. It's not like the days. You have to really be active in that and have a great team. I love when you said that about the team, because I know that sponsorships, let me go there first. Can you tell the listeners how to go about getting sponsorships? Like, how does that work? And what kind of sponsors are you talking about? Are you talking about those that want to invest in you? Or are you talking about, you know, label industries? What kind of sponsorships?
We're talking about both. You know, you partnership with somebody, Bacardi. If you partnership with Metro PC, you know, what you call, or T-Mobile, or anybody, a person got an insurance company that want to invest with you. You know what I mean? These are sponsors and stuff like that that's willing to put behind you, you know, to make you a brand and make you win, you know, to help you win. You know, that's what you want to do. And in order to do that, you got to kind of pretty much show people that you're active and you're moving around. And like I said, it's a blessing with this internet. You can build your audience up, because even being artists of our caliber and stuff like that, you know, we can't really depend on no labels and stuff like that. We got to be able to depend directly on our audience, our fans and our family. We have to be able to deal directly with them. If we can't reach them and get them, we'll be stuck and lost in a given shop, because we're trying to promote and market out stuff, and you can run into a whole bunch of politics with that. Once you pretty much dealing directly with your audience, you're going to always be able to have a successful career, and you can skip over that starving artist period, you know?
I love that. And I think that this generation, they pretty much got this thing down pat. It's really the transitioning of those that have started before and paved the way, that are adjusting to this new system and in this new way. And I know AJ Savage is like behind you guys 100%. He's been on the show before.
Yeah, that's what I do, AJ.
Yes, shout out to AJ. He is a legend. He is a bomb record exec and manager and so many other things. I can't even, he's got a list, a slew of titles that he's done. And so to even have him behind you guys, pushing you with the radio and all of that stuff, getting play airtime and all of that, it is just a wonderful thing. You got to count your blessings. And this is why it's so important. And I want to tell the listeners this. This is why it's so important to remain humble. You may be great. Your gift might be fantastic, but you have to build relationships. Without relationships, you won't have that steam to push you, and you need somebody that believes in you, not only believe in you, but also want to work with you, want to know that you'll be long-term and not short-term, and that you you'll be easy to work with. Wouldn't you agree with that?
100%. That's 100% correct. 100% correct. Relationships with people is very important.
Even with your family. Even with your family, because you need your family to support you, to repost some things. And I'm talking to people that's just really starting out too. I mean, you know, you can't be so great that you go long, you know, solo. You need a team. And so this is why it's so great that you understand humility is a great part of your success. But I know you guys got these event dates. I mean, you're playing with Shanice in New York, July the 22nd. You got the OJs and the Whispers in Philadelphia on the 29th. I'm thinking I'm going to make that show. You're going to be in Cleveland with the same OJs and the Whispers on August the 12th this year, 2017, in Cleveland and Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, and then Columbia, South Carolina on September the 30th. I mean, it's just... Look at all of this. You got a whole list of stuff. The WWDM 3P Women's Empowerment in Augusta, Georgia on September the 30th. You're going to be there. I mean, you're just everywhere. WKSP 6P Kiss Family Reunion at Kai Brook, New York. Are you excited about all of these dates that you got lined up for Don't Rush and your new project?
We are very excited. You know, God is good. You know, we just count our blessings and just take everything one day at a time and stay humble and just believe in our journey. And we vision it that everything is going to come according to the guideline that God put in front of us. You know, we've been through all our trials and tribulations that we can deal with. You know, losing members in the group and keeping the legacy on with the bloodline of the family that God gave us to. If they all still sound similar to each other and keep the 4SMD sound going, and we just blessed it to keep the journey moving.
It's such a blessing, and you know, God says in His Word that He will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. And I'm just gonna ask you guys this: did you ever think that it would go this far, that you would go to this point and keep going, in your legacy and your brand? Did you think it was gonna last this long at the beginning, or even in the middle, for that matter?
You know something? You want to get this, Carlo? Okay, cool. Now, you know, we you said, we've definitely been through a long journey. No one really can predict it. You know, we thought, like, hey, if we last this next year, we good. So it was a blessing that we kept putting record after record, and people was adapting to our records, and we lasted those going. But I say, at times in my life, I'm Stevie from the group, and I've been in the group the longest out of everyone. You know, I'm like Otis from the Temptations of the group. So
right.
My brother Khalil came in, left, and came back in. Me and Khalil have been running the group ever since, you know, the early 90s. We kept the group afloat. We kept things going, you know, keeping the group moving. And, you know, we lost a couple of members that we lost at times. You know, I don't want to do this no more. But it always came to me, they wouldn't want us to stop. They wouldn't want us to stop. And, you know, we know we got so many fans out there who don't want us to stop the movement. So we just kept it going, just kept the faith, kept it going. And we glad where we are now, that we everybody got a great energy amongst us, me, Lil, Zayn, great energy, focus, and we just ready to keep this journey moving. And we know that the angels that we lost, TC, Mercury, Tristo, we know they're looking down on us, helping us keep the movement going. And got to say to Jesse, he was a member, and he's doing his solo thing right now. We just wish him the best. But right now, DVD, Khalil, and Zayn are keeping the 4SMD's legacy alive. And we're dazzling the audiences everywhere we're going, and everybody say, hey, they still got it. That's all we want to hear. For the people to support, putting out good music.
That is so awesome. Khalil?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, you can't let nobody kill your dream. There's a lot of dream killers out there. They come as friends, family, they come as people in the industry to tell you what you can't do, what you shouldn't do, what you need to stop doing. You know, God is the all-seeing, the all-knowing, the all-doing, the all-giving. I mean, nothing can stop. If God say keep going, we keep going. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He said put your vision boards up and visualize yourself as, and it should be given unto you. You know what I mean? Not the door should be open. So So that's what we're doing. We just keep going. Any obstacle, we're going right around it. Any detour, we're taking another route because, you know, there's many detours to success, and we're just taking a different route. So we're getting there. Because our thing is, if our people want to hear our music, we're putting it out. We're going to get it to them by any means necessary. There's nobody going to stop us from putting it out. The only person who can stop us is God, period.
That's it. And, you know, I love that message because, you know, at the end of the day, it's really about you believing in yourself and knowing what God is leading you to do. You just have to, it's you and him and whoever he brings you with. And you guys just got to keep going no matter what, because there are going to be different times and seasons in your life that the pace may change, or it might get rocky, or it might be a high and then it might be a low, and you might have to adjust some things. And I mean, that's just life. That's anything. It could be just about your regular job, or it could be about your family. It could be about your health. It could be about anything in life, but you got to be determined to win and live. That's the bottom line. You got to be determined to reach a point of your success and not give up. And so I think that's great advice. And so I want you to, and those were great last words of advice for them, but I want you to give your social media information and how people can contact you.
Well, they can go to our website is www.theforcingbees.com, or they can go to Forcing Bees at Twitter, Forcing Bees at Instagram, Forcing Bees at Facebook, Periscope, you mean, and you can reach the Forcing Bees and keep afloat everything we're doing, and just, you know, jump on the ride with us and just keep going. Because like I said, we love our fans and we love people, period, you know. And like I said, we got a music academy. We got workshops and stuff that we pretty much be up where we at in Pennsylvania. But it's not just in Pennsylvania, but we pretty much got workshops teaching people to do new people, inspire people that want to make it independent, the different business models, stuff that's going on. And Steve got his new book telling the story about what's taking place. And, you know, we always prefer people to check out our Unsung so they can hear the different stories of what we went through. So they're going to meet these different challenges, even though it's a different era, but it's going to be the same people with the different personalities. You know?
Well, yeah, tell us about the book. Yeah, tell us about the book before you go. What can people expect with the book?
It's Stevie. It's a book that I wrote. It's called Necessary Force. It takes you through the journey of my life, my personal life, and me joining the Force of the, how we started, how the whole thing started, some of our trials and tribulations, and very interesting story. You'll definitely get a clearer perspective of our group and what we did to emerge here.
Wow.
Off our website. That's off our website, forcingbees.com. If you want to get that, you have to put www.forcingbees.com/shop. You can shop and you can buy the book off our website.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Unsung. Go ahead.
Now I was going to call out the new favorite joint.
Oh, yeah. Hello? Oh, yeah. Sis, we just dropped July 7th. We just dropped something called Our Favorite Joint. It's like we just did a lot of remake of songs that we like, you know, like some Temptations, the Boys and Men, New Edition, Al Green, Marvin Gaye. It's called Our Favorite Joint. It's on Cleopatra Records. We just dropped that July 7th.
You dropped it on July the 7th this past Friday?
Yeah, yes. It just dropped. Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations. And where can they get that?
Yeah. On iTunes. They go to iTunes and get it. Spotify, iTunes, that's it, you know.
Spotify.
And it's
amazing.
And it's
yeah.
called Rock. And it's called what?
Our favorite joints.
Okay, Our Favorite Joints by the Force MDs. They just dropped it on July the 7th, this past Friday. So it's hot, y'all. It's got all their favorite joints, all their favorite songs. And so you got to check them out. Go check out the book. And just let the listeners know, because I want them to go and see you guys. And I want them to get back in that groove, that R&B, that real R&B sound. What can they expect by your performances, by what, you know, the show? What is the show? What's the meat of the show?
We still got a pretty high power show. We still can dance, and it's tough, you know, it's a lot of that because we've been doing it for years, but we still continue to still can dance, and we still sound a lot the same. Like, they sound the same.
You still sound the same. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's the main important thing, because that's what they fell in love with you for, is your sound. And that's that's the thing that's so great. Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah. Listen, I loved having you guys on the show. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
But let me say my last thing. Like we did earlier in the show, I really want the audience to support the new single, Don't Rush. It's a great song. Infectious. The hook will stick in your head. The more you're going to stick in your head. That's all I got to say. And we appreciate all the support.
Well, I'm just so glad that you guys can come on. I heard the song. I saw the video. It's cute. It's loving. It's a great romantic song. It's a nice date song. It's a nice love song. I'm going to just leave it at that. It's a love song, for real, full of love. And so you definitely want to get it. And you can just hear their sound. It's so beautiful. And their harmony is so awesome. The 4CMDs, you know what they do. So listen, thank you for joining us today on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And I want to tell you, you are always welcome. If you got anything that you want to share with them, anything new that's popping, anything you just want to encourage the listeners for, you are a family member now to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And y'all welcome to come on here anytime.
Appreciate that love, all right?
No problems. Much success to you guys on your new project. Don't rush. Go check them out. Go check out the new their new hit that they just dropped, their favorite joints. Go get all of that. Go check them out. Go on their social media and everything. All right. Until next time. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. God bless you. Okay.
God bless you. Love you guys. All right. Thank you so much. Now we're getting ready to take a commercial break. And right after the commercial break, we're going to be hearing from Alicia Brooks with 5 minutes of Branding You. Thank you. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hey, this is your girl, Angie Stone, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Keep it locked. Got more for you.
All right. Well, now we are right here ready for Alicia Brooks. How you doing, girl?
I am great. How are you?
Fantastic. I know we are so ready to hear what you got for us this week. I mean, you know, this month, but this week especially, because, you know, we take notes and we follow along with all of the advice that you give. So we are so ready.
Well, thank you. So I am going to talk about staying on top of your brand and stay on top of your marketing in terms of planning. So when it comes to your brand, everyone I've seen, a lot of people who have no particular message or theme to what they put out there in social media. So I want to give you some tips on what to do daily, weekly, and perhaps monthly to stay on top of that, okay? So for your daily goals, what is a big picture? Do you have an event coming up? Are you offering a new e-course? Whatever you're offering for that month, put it where you have at least 3 to 6 things. Now, if you're like me, if you have too many things on your list, you will be all over the place. But narrow it down where you're doing 2 or 3 things each week. But each day, you want to make sure that you maybe post. There are some, you know, Instagram and all the algorithms and all that, it makes it where sometimes you're seen, sometimes you're not. So posting at least once a day, some people say that's too much. If you post 3 times a week, that's fine. But the key is planning. So there are some tools out there that you can plan with. I use Hootsuite. There are Buffer. So on Saturdays, whatever you do, so like on Saturdays for the week, you can actually plan what your whole Instagram, your whole Facebook post, all of that looks like based on your theme. So if you have a blog, you can, what you do is you take that blog for the week and you create the memes or the pictures or the words that actually go with that blog. And so that week you're talking about something specific. This week I'm talking about planning. So I am talking about being focused, plan what you're going to do. And then for beginners, if you are a beginner in terms of building your brand, pick a theme that works for you, your personality. So you see some people who do all white themes, white and a bold color. Make sure that it's consistent across the board. Your website, your social media, everything is consistent across the board. So then on weekly, you're going to look at writing down your goals for the week. Which ones are going to go with your Facebook group? Now, if you have a Facebook group, post in there regularly. If you don't, you can always join mine, Brandy Geary. But go to those Facebook groups that actually coincide, that you can co-brand with, that you can provide information and content to. And don't try to be all over the place. There's so many people who are in various Facebook groups, on LinkedIn, in different groups. But make sure the ones that you are contributing to are the ones that's going to be targeted to your audience. Okay? Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing, because people always look at, okay, I want a brand, I got to get out here and I do that. But no, if you're writing articles and blogs and you're posting things that are relevant to your brand and to your target audience, they will eventually follow you because they see you as a thought leader. They see you as authority in that particular field. And so everything is consistent. So your brand, do 2 or 3 things. Don't try to create everything for the masses. If your brand is for makeup artists, create content for the makeup artists. If it's for photographers too, create content for photographers too. But kind of alternate each week out. Don't try and do it all at one time, because then you get overwhelmed and your blog seems, or your brand seems like it's all over the place. So if you take a day, perhaps on Saturday, and plan out for the week what you're going to write about, what you're posting about, what your message is going to be, and stay consistent in that, and then the next week, talk about something else. But the key is to have your brand consistent for that particular week, especially if you have events coming up, or you are launching something, or you're co-branding with someone. If you're co-branding with someone, get together with that person, the other person, or that organization, and see what you want to talk about for that week. Going into an event, or going into whatever you are doing together. That way, it shows that you are really about your business, you're really on top of your brand and on top of your marketing, and it's not scattered. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. It does make sense. I have a question. You know, you mentioned e-training and webinar. Okay, so is the e-training better for long-term, for a long length of time? Like if you're doing it, you know, for a few weeks or a couple of months, is that better than doing a webinar, setting up for a webinar?
It is, because for e-training, you can do, like I have one for 7 weeks this week.
Okay.
And you get people engaged. You get people to, you do a webinar to get them excited about what you're going to be doing
in the E-Train. And then you get people to buy or purchase your E-Train, which goes back to them getting one-on-one time with you or group coaching with you or whatever it is that you offer. And it's long-term. That way you're building relationships. Because nowadays, anybody can be your friend. They can like anything. But it's about the relationship building. So that's a good way.
Yeah, and so my thing is so with the webinars, it's more, through chat? You can't really see them. Is e-training, is there a difference with that? Because I've been on a webinar before, and I know that you can only communicate through, like, the texting system, like, you know, chatting. Like,
oh, no, there are several webinar platforms you can use, like Webinar Jam, what's the other one? There's one, Google Hangout. There's one with Google. I think it's Webinar to Go. They can actually see you. You can share your screen, and you can engage with conversation with them. If they have questions, you can see that all on the screen. So you can show your screen. They can see you talking. You can have up to, I think, six people if you're doing one all together, and it's more engaging that way.
Well, you know, I'm going to be giving you a call, so I'm going to be calling you. I'm calling you back this week because I got something up my sleeve, and so I'm glad that you brought that up because that's exactly the info that I need, and so I'm really excited about that. This was great. So if you have gotten inspired by what Alicia Brooks has said and brought to us today with 5 minutes of branding you, you need to get in touch with her. Tell them how they can follow you and what's your social media and et cetera.
If you go into Alicia Brooks, E-L-Y-S-H-I-A, Brooks, or you can find me, Brand Meekly U, B as in boy, R-A-N-D, N-I-Q-U, E-L-Y, Y-O-U. Brand Meekly U, you can find me, Alicia Brooks, you can find me. I'm in my Brand Meekly U page. Then go to my group and find me there. Google me.
All right. Oh, Google her. Alicia Brooks. All right. Well, thank you so much. I love having you on, and you will hear from me. And if not today, definitely before Friday. So I'm going to be calling you. All right. I appreciate you so much. I do. I thank God for you. God bless you and continue to be blessed. I thank you so much.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Well, now we got my main man, celebrity comedian A-Train, is joining us right now. We're going to be talking about trending topics and lots of funny and all the stuff he got going on because it's so much. Hey, A-Train.
What's going on, Dr. T? How's it
going? What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Just been ripping and running, hitting these stages. You know how it is.
Yes, definitely. Week after week after week. I don't know if you didn't get a chance to catch up with them. Where were you at this weekend?
Oh, wow. I hit Fayetteville, North Carolina Friday night, Jacksonville Saturday night, and then Savannah, Georgia Sunday night. And then I was in Atlanta on yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, boy. So you got to see everybody in the South this weekend.
right.
Yes.
I hadn't thought about it like that. You're right. It's the whole South.
You done seen everybody in the dirty.
Yeah. We did.
Well, listen, how was it? How was the show? How was, you know, Rick Ross and Kay Michelle? How was all of that?
Absolutely, it was fantastic, man. It was a real hot show. It's phenomenal. It was the Donna Diva tour, and I had the opportunity to to be the comedic host for that. So that was really awesome. Fayetteville showed mad love. Jacksonville showed mad love, and Savannah just topped it off. With the energy, that they brought to the house. So it was amazing. And then that third show, they added Juvenile to that show as well as Bobby Valentino. So that was awesome, So it was a great show, man. K. Michelle's cool people. you know, Rick Ross, real laid back, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's gonna remain a boss with it, you know what I mean? And so it was just cool, man, for us to go and hit this little run and get these cities some love, man. And the city certainly returned the same love. So it was cool. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I want to go into some trending topics because this is a topic that is just, oh, my goodness. I mean, what is it, China Doll and Rob? Oh,
yes,
my gosh. What the heck is going on, A-Train?
Black China is getting that paper. That's what she's doing. Rob Kardashian, you know, now they're reporting, you know, some of the things that people, you know, kind of automatically assume from the beginning. You know, now they're saying that they have, you know, concerns about him harming himself, you know, after this situation. You know, they came across, you know, pictures of him with some pills and, you know, just kind of eyebrow raising, you know, letters, text or whatever. So, you know, they're watching Rob right now. But this whole Black China thing, now she's going to court. She got her lawyer representing her, you know, about Rob, you know, releasing those new photos of her. And then she's roped it off where, you know, the guy that she's seeing now, she's trying to set it up where him or any other people, you know, can't release anything that's derogatory toward her or about her in her character out to the public. So this thing is getting real juicy, Dr. Tana, real juicy.
I mean, it's quite interesting to say the least because, I mean, you know, I've been checking out, you know, some of the TMZ and somebody then came out and said something else about her. It's just a lot going on. It's very messy. That's all I do know. Very messy.
A lot of people feel like, you know, that you got some people in the street, you know, in the streets, they're saying that Black China is a hero, you know. They say because the Kardashians have been taking Black men out from as far back as their mama's day. So, you know, you got OJ, Kanye, you got Ray J, you got Lamar Odom, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, they've ran through some brothers. So now people are excited and they're laughing and celebrating Black China for running through them because, you know, truth be told, her child is the only, you know, is like the first grandchild, Jenna. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, and the money that she got up out of
first
Rob,
grandson,
you know.
Yeah, Kardashian, yeah, by the dad, the
grandfather, the Kardashian, I meant. So, you know, the money that she got up out of Rob, man, it's like this is just so funny. I'm like, bro, you didn't know you were bait from the beginning. You know what I mean?
I mean, he believed. So, I mean, she must be good because he believed. He believed, and even though they doubted at first, they started believing. They just said, "The heck with it." Maybe, I mean, he's all in. Maybe he knows something we don't know. So, you know, they all got their mouths dropped on the floor, I'm sure.
It's like watching a real live sitcom, man. I mean, it's like stories with a lineup like this you only used to see on television. You know what I mean? Back in the day. But this is something you used to see like on Dynasty or JR, you know what I'm saying? Or Dallas, you know what I mean? It's like, you remember the little sitcoms back in the day, the soap operas, you know? It's like this, what's going on with that family is a real deal soap opera, man. And it's just so funny to watch it from the sideline. It's amazing.
I tell you. So what's going on with Trump? I'm seeing stuff trending on about Trump saying something. I don't know. What is he doing now? You know anything about that?
I don't know what he's doing, but I know what he needs to be doing is trying to find his lawyer a lawyer and get a whole nother lawyer team for that lawyer team because, brother, listen, they are in some hot water, man. It's about to come all out in the wash. I'm telling you, it's about to come out in the wash. I was just watching the interview that his son did. You know, I was like, sir, you can't even believe what's coming out your mouth right now. This makes no sense. You know what I mean? So I'm really curious to see how this pan out because, you know, with situations before, you know, every time we think, okay, this is enough evidence, you know, or this situation here is big enough so that, you know, the authorities can take, you know, their place and take a stand, and it never happens. So I'm curious to see how this pan out, you know what I mean? Or if they're going to sweep this under the rug and Donald Trump and his family, you know, they dodged this just like they've been dodging everything since the campaign run. So I don't know, it's real interesting, Dr. Gina. It's real interesting.
I know, it really is. It's just, it's another sitcom in itself, all up in our nation's capital and in our White House. But A-Train, what's going on, shifting gears a little bit, what's up next for you? I know your agenda, you got a schedule that is long, child. What's happening?
Oh, absolutely. We got the A-Train Live Experience Season 2 kicking off here in Jacksonville, Florida at the Ritz Theater on August 5th. Which is my birthday, so I got Kev on stage coming in from L.A. And every year I try to put out a show for the city where the entire household can come and be a part of. And this August 5th show will be exactly that. This will be a show that the entire household can come out and enjoy some good, clean laughter. And so I'll be performing. Kev on stage will be performing. Everybody knows Kev on stage from, you know, Facebook, social media, whether that's, you know, with All Deaf Digital over there with Russell Simmons, them, you know, his network, and you know, what the things that Kev on stage put out, you know, over social media. So he's a very funny brother, man. You know, he's clean, I'm clean, and this is something where the moms, the dads, the kids, the whole household can come out to a show and laugh together as a family, you know, and so that's what I wanted to put out. And we're doing it this summer on the 5th of August, which is also my birthday. So I'm having my birthday party the same night, you know, at the event. So it's going to be a collaboration of a lot of things. So I'm excited about it. Tickets are on sale now, and they are moving. I'm telling you, they're moving. You can contact the Ritz Theater box office by 904-803-8010 and contact them, you know, to purchase the tickets. And that way you can dodge like those service fees that you usually run into online. Or you can just go to Ticketmaster, you know, but I advise you to contact the Ritz Theater box office, 904-803-2010. That's 904-803. No, it's not. It's 807. I'm giving people the wrong number. It's 904-807-2010. So call and get the tickets with them, man, because they are moving. And then also on the 23rd of this month, just to come back a little bit, on July 23rd, I'll be in Macon with the Don and Diva tour as well. So Macon, Georgia, we're coming your way again, man. So, yeah.
All right. Well, tell everybody how they can follow you on your social media.
Absolutely. They can follow me on Twitter at A-Train Live. You can get at me on Facebook at A-Train Live The Experience. And also I'm on Instagram under Do It Again and See What Happens. And I'm on Facebook under Do It Again and See What Happens. So,
woo-wee! Do it again and see what happens. Tell the listeners, those that's joining us, what exactly that means, A-Train.
Everybody got somebody on social media that they can't wait to delete, or they can't wait to unfollow. And I ain't no different. I have the same, you know, frustrations as you. But the only difference is before I delete somebody or unfollow them, I put on their wall, do it again and see what happens. For example, like the women who cut their eyebrows off and then they draw them back on, I put it right on their wall, do it again and see what happens.
And you know what? He's always got something. He's got something going on his social media. You definitely want to follow him. Go and join him on his social media because you never know where he is or what he's going to do. He just go with the flow, and it's always something funny. Even when it's serious, it turned out to be funny. So he's just funny. So you got to catch up with him and check him out. Thank you so much, A-Train. You know I love you so much. My brother, tell my sister, no Tracy, I said hello. Much love to her. She's going to be joining us, Tracy Henderson, next month. And you got to hear all about her new book that she's releasing. So tune in, yes, you know, for that. And we're not going to give too much away because I want them to be ready for it when I announce it and everything. But A-Train, thank you so much week after week. 3 years will be this September. Can you believe it?
Man, time flies, man. I know.
Yeah. I'm so excited. Congratulations. What's happening?
That's a lot of work, Dr. Gina. Hats off to you every day. I mean, every week. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And it does require every day because in order to do what you do on Wednesday, it's only because of the preparation that you've been doing throughout the previous days. You know what I mean? So
I'm telling you.
Wednesday is just a manifestation of the work that you're putting in, you know, leading up to that particular date. So, you know, hats off to you and your grind and dedication, you know, to the people. So this is phenomenal. And I just wish much continued success to you and your camp to do what you guys are doing. It's awesome.
Well, thank you so much. I was giving shouts out to you earlier and everybody that has contributed and participated. It's been an awesome team. And, you know, even though it's not contractual, but it's still, you know, just the fact that we can come together, see the vision, make it work for everybody. Everybody's benefiting. Everybody's being blessed. And still the listeners are getting so much more than what, you know what I'm saying? It's just really iron sharpening iron. It's a blessing. So I'm so glad that you're a part of and have been here, and you add such an element to the show, and I'm so glad. And I look at how your schedule just continues to just blow up. Just everything that you're doing, it's just, you know, DL and your manager and the promoter and Levi and Tracy and this one and DL. I mean it's all working out for the good, honey, and it's just a blessing. So, you know, that's what we're here for, just to continue to keep each other up and just let God do what he do.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate it. Absolutely.
Well, all right, love. Well, listen, I will be checking you out. And thanks again so much. Listen, you guys stay tuned. We got a little more show to go. We got a commercial break, and then I'll be right back at you. Love you, A-Train.
All right. Love you too, Dr. G.
All right. Bye-bye.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle, and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hi, this is Michelle, and I'm here with you on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right, you guys, Michelle's voice, gotta love it. All right, right before we close out, I want you to just keep you updated with some things. Don't forget that the keys against the enemy will be released. I should be getting the hard copies the end of the month, but the ebook will be ready at the same time that I get the hard copies. I got so many great things going on with that in the month of August, September, and October. So I'll be updating you on that. But I want you to be ready. I also have the Keys Against the Enemy podcast that'll be starting in August as well. So I'm going to give you all the information on that. I'm so excited about the expansion of everything, you guys. It's so amazing. And I want you to be a part of it. I want you also to join me on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook page. That's exactly what it is. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook page. I'm also on Instagram, Twitter, and on Instagram and Twitter, I am Gina R. Prince. And on Tumblr, I am Dr. Gina R. Prince. You can follow me on my Facebook page, but you won't be able to join me, Dr. Gina R. Prince. To keep updated with some things as well. But also, don't forget, I got my website, drginaprince.com, drginaprince.com, and you'll be able to catch up with me on everything. So listen, I have enjoyed today's show. It's been such a blessing. I hope you got an enjoyment to listen to Force MDs. I hope you got some great words of wisdom from them and some inspiration, and also the dates and their social media where you can follow them and keep up with them and go see them and check out Don't Rush, their new single, which is on their new project. And they say that you could get that at iTunes. They also got some other stuff going on iTunes, songs that they like and all of that. You got to check them out. Alicia Brooks, she gave us some great nuggets on branding you. And, of course, my main man, celebrity comedian A-Train, sharing with me the trending topics and all of the events that he's got going on. It's been so great. I love you guys so much. Live healthy, live whole, and live in your destiny. I'm always loving you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. God bless you now. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.